Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
I got stuff for you.
Holy moly. I need to get some snakes and release them around my house.
But I love eating people. I love eating kids.
These guys are the scientists of the supernatural, lecturers leaving lessons for inquiring laymen. They are applying the scientific method to a world that baffles science. They are the cryptids of the corn.
Every day that you open your mouth,
I know, right?
I'm more convinced that you're abducted by aliens.
No.
And it just stood up. I mean, it just like kept going and going. And she goes, what the?
These are idiots.
I was laughing reading this because I already knew how you would feel.
Idiot. What part of the story fits your balloon?
Well,
this isn't a UFO. Yeah.
But who else has big black wings and red eyes?
Batman.
Well, Mothman.
Oh, yeah, Mothman.
Well, everyone, I think we know exactly what it is. So say it all with me. It was the Sandhill Crane.
Would you try it?
No.
You wouldn't eat it?
No.
Why?
Because they're probably toxic.
There'd be a lot of poop in my pants. Seeing a 6-foot alligator go swinging through the air and slam into a tree.
Welcome back to Cribs of the Corn Podcast. I am the great and powerful Mr. E.
And I'm J-Clone 42.
Yeah, are you?
Yes.
Balder than ever.
Am I?
We just got a comment the other day, like literally two nights ago as of recording this, where the headline is, don't take this the wrong way. But I was very disappointed when I seen what you guys actually look like.
What was that supposed to mean?
Because they started listening from the beginning on.
Yeah.
To where they thought I was like a clean cut science looking type, like your classic like guy in a lab type.
Okay.
And they thought you look like Danny DeVito.
Oh, wow. And what, the opposite's true?
I mean, yeah, very, very different.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just a big hairy guy, and you're not an egg-shaped man.
No, not quite.
It just made me laugh thinking about me being mean about you being bald.
That's pretty funny. I guess I didn't, it's funny we disappointed someone in how we look actually.
Yeah. All right, well, but we're not alone today.
No, we are not. We are joined by a guest on the show, a longtime listener, and an artist who has made art that has been inspired by our show.
And he made stuff that's hanging up in a bunch of museums and stuff like that. I've seen that.
Yes, he has. I seen it on his Instagram, which I believe he will share his Instagram with you. Please welcome to the show, John Cavassi.
Woo!
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, John.
You're welcome.
It's super cool to be here.
Super excited to have you. It just made me laugh because it's like the intros, we've been doing this for 4 years and they haven't got any better.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because it's like you forgot what to say like halfway through.
Oh, well.
Do you guys listen to that the whole way through every time?
Do we listen to what the whole way through?
The intro?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, every
it's
episode.
It's easier than awesome. Editing.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
So it's all in one file.
You know, it sets the tone. It gets the juices flowing.
The tone.
That's true.
The tones, Kevin.
But no, John, we talked to John on Instagram forever now, and we got some exciting news we'll bring up a little bit later in the episode with John's art. You've done tons and tons of art. I guess if you want to take, you know, take the time now, promote your stuff where people can see your art, where people, I just talk about yourself.
Yeah. Hi. My name's John. I'm a painter from Cleveland. I'm from California originally. I moved to Cleveland a long time ago now. And yeah, I do like contemporary kind of Western paintings. But with a lot of influence with like the unknown. Cryptozoology is one of my favorite things. Aliens, spirit orbs, the whole deal, all that stuff. Yeah, and I don't know. What do you guys want to know?
Well, I really,
I'm really bad at talking about myself.
I so like your great. I like your style. It's definitely I like you how you can incorporate a lot of different ideas. But I can tell from painting to painting, like, oh, that's one of yours.
Yeah.
Like, it's a 2D, you know, style. But I really like the Bigfoot one, the first one you sent to us. That was very customized to our episode.
Oh, gosh.
That was pretty awesome to just see. It was like a painting full of Easter eggs, if you listen to our show.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good way to put it. All my paintings try to add a lot of Easter eggs in them. And, yeah, super flat. Very like folk art influenced.
I was gonna say, what's that style of art called?
I'd call it folk art.
Okay, yeah, I don't know anything. Yeah. I just
I call it 2D contemporary
art major. Over here.
I don't know. I'm just trying to bull crap.
No, that's totally it. It's all kind of bull crap. You do it, and then you figure out where it lands. You know,
right? Yeah, it's like that's how the movie Airplane was. You know. Exactly. They throw enough stuff at the wall and see what would stick.
So I guess first question is, what got you into art, and then what got you into cryptozoology?
Art's one of those things where it's like when you're a kid and you just make art, mm-hmm. you know, you're like slightly better at drawing than like the kid next to you, but right. you're not that much better.
Yeah.
And then everyone tells you you're good at art.
Yep.
If you're dumb enough to believe it, you just keep doing it. And you just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And eventually you have a lot of art piled up and you got to do something with it.
So then what turned you on to the fascination with cryptozoology then?
You know, I don't know. I was thinking I found a drawing of Bigfoot. From like fifth grade or something, super young. And I'm old now, so like younger, and that's kind of always been in the back of my mind. Hold on, my dog needs to get out. And you know, I grew up like listening to Coast. My dad sold land in the desert, in the Mojave Desert, on the weekends. So we'd go up there, and there's a lot of times he'd drive up there at night and he'd listen to Coast. So I got really into that. And it's just always kind of been in my head. It's like never really left. And then once like podcasts like yours started getting big, and I think like during like the lockdowns, I need something to do. Actually, no, before that I worked doing graphic design and I was just bored, you know, all day staring at computers, so you listen to podcasts. So it was even before that. I think a lot of people have the same experience where then you really fall deep into the rabbit hole and you kind of get trapped there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's captivating.
Yeah, it's super captivating. And you're like, everything's kind of wrong. Everything that you believe that you think you know is like either half wrong or totally wrong.
I think Weird Al had a song that captures that idea. It's called Everything You Know Is Wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so true.
He's
though.
A wise man.
He is. Not enough people say that, you know?
Yeah.
That's very true. And I think too, I was going to say, I think all this stuff kind of draws the same type of people.
Yeah, sure.
The crypto world, all the fascination and stuff. I think it's why just the community, everyone kind of, not just gets along, but everyone just kind of gets it. Because we're all kind of running on that same, there's just odd frequency where we're just drawn to weird stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think it's that having your mind open to the world is weird.
Yeah.
So when you talk about something, I mean, it takes a lot for somebody to come up and talk to us where you got to be like, oh, you're crazy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
believe me, I think it's only happened to at least me at festivals and talking and one time, and I won't share the story.
Right. Yeah.
But that was there was only one time I was like, that's a mentally ill person. Go ahead, John.
The line between the world is weird and mentally ill is like,
yes,
obvious, but not that.
I was like, is it a line?
Not that thick of a line.
Yeah.
It's more like a talk sketch.
Yeah, we've been placed on both sides, I'm sure.
Plenty. Oh, I probably sit right in the middle.
Yeah, you actually do. Yeah.
Between mental illness. Gosh. Mental illness isn't funny.
No, it's
not. But my brain does have problems. Oh, gosh. So, yeah, I mean, I think Coast to Coast, like you said, John, birthed a lot of people into any of the, whether you said aliens or the cryptids or any of this stuff. Coast to Coast is responsible for a huge part of this generation of weird lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree, Jay?
Oh, absolutely. It just seems a lot of people have that. That's like the one thing that ties everyone's experiences together, or at least everybody knows about Coast to Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
In this field.
You may not have ever listened to Coast to Coast, but you're like, oh, I know who Art Bell is.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I think this past weekend, you called him Jeffrey Dahmer.
Huh?
Junior shirt.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did.
Gosh, yeah, I hope you guys like deep cuts.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, so here's a deep cut. Yeah, we were at a festival this weekend. So I want to picture Art Bell. On
Hi, Junior.
Sure. And what did it say, though? You want to go for a ride?
Yeah, it's his, like one of his classic lines.
Oh, who's that? Jeffrey Dahmer?
Everybody just got silent. Like,
that's Art Bell.
That's Art Bell.
It was early in the morning.
It was really young Art Bell, though.
Yeah, but he had the weird glasses. Like
Yeah.
And you want to go for a ride? Like, I guess I wasn't fully awake yet. My mind was in the wrong place.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, I mean, before we continue on, where can people, we already go over where people can view your art locally or on Instagram or anything like that?
Instagram's always the best thing. And then, JohnCavassi.com is my website. It's basically the same as Instagram.
I'll put that link below. But what's your Instagram handle for everybody?
It's John_Cavassi, KVASSAY. It's a weird last name.
We'll put that in the description as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you put KV, that's pretty much I'm the only person alive with that.
Yeah.
V is definitely a weird second letter. Of anything.
Yeah.
If for a name.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. If it's not like a consonant or if it's a consonant first. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I mean, so I guess you want to talk about the individual paintings now?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So I guess how did you find us?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When did you guys go on the confessionals?
The first time would have been November of 2022.
Mm hmm.
It's probably about then.
Yeah.
That's probably how I found it. And trying to figure. Yeah. I think I started listening to Confessionals. And that may have been like the first episode of the Confessionals. One of the first that I heard, actually.
Oh, that's nuts.
Yeah. But I've been listening to Sasquatch Chronicles for like a year straight. Like, got totally hooked on that.
You can listen to Wes's show forever and not run out of content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. So I guess all of this is a lot more recent than I feel like it is. Maybe the years are just going slower, but yeah, maybe 2022.
Yeah, because I think it was October or November we went down and did the first Tony show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it would have been, it would have been around then.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Shout out to the Confessionals. Love Tony to death.
Good times.
Yeah. He's a speaker at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
Yeah. October 4th, 8th, Ohio.
Tickets just went on sale a couple days ago.
All right.
There you go. Plugs. Nice. Plugs.
Awesome.
But yeah, so let's talk about, I guess, you have three paintings that we're going to feature in this episode. You got plenty of more paintings, plenty more artwork, but there's kind of three that are related to the show, which is amazing.
Three that are like Cryptids of the Corn fan art. Basically, Yeah, one. I mean, the Bigfoot one is like you. Like, I feel like you should talk about that. But
so yeah, the Bigfoot one you did is it's kind of featured around my Bigfoot encounter, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Hopefully, it does it.
I think it does it great. Like, I don't want to point out all the Easter eggs on like that, but there's definitely the coffee mug.
Yeah.
Which I think we talked about you coming down, and if you still have it available, bringing it to the Jamboree. Because I think there'll be a lot of people that'll look at you, be like, what does that mean? And there'll be a lot of people that look at you like, you shouldn't have that up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
I would like to piss off a cult if I can. I'm totally into that.
The lady that's about is still alive.
Nice.
Not joking.
She's been alive the past 300 years.
I was going to say, when did they burn the witches in Salem?
Why, is that when she escaped?
Yeah. Then she moved to Ohio.
Right, yeah.
Salem got a little too hot.
Oh, we're awful.
Awful. Yeah, yeah. We'll have to put a warning on this one.
Maybe.
But no, so yeah, the Bigfoot's amazing. And it's still got your complete, I guess I always say flavor. You know, that through line through all of your art you have. But it's very
super hard to draw a Bigfoot and make it like flat and still look like a Bigfoot.
I think you nailed it. I mean, the second you see it, you can tell what it is.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's the Northern, the Sisters of the Northern Star or whatever, and the Ada, Ohio coffee mug. Plus some other stuff in the painting. I think you nailed it, and it's a lot. Everybody at home, we'll post pictures and stuff like that. And you'll actually be able to see some stuff.
Is he going to bring it to the Jamboree?
If it's still available.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's so a lot, all of them. Yeah. It's so we'll a lot see you there, bigger yeah. than it looks.
Okay.
How big is that painting?
It's like it's like 4x4.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, that's why I was...
That's a nice wall piece.
Has to be the center of a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have a big house, so.
That's awesome. So any listener that has a lot of money and has a big wall that's empty and really likes the show, you can still, is it still available?
Yeah, I still got it.
It's still for sale. Them, so. It's for sale, everybody at home.
So if you want to get it before someone else does at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
But no, it's wicked. It really is cool.
I'll save them. I'll save them for that.
Okay.
For sure, yeah.
You'll have a bidding war. I know at least two guys locally that would want it.
Ooh. Oh, I know one at least.
And one of them has the money. No, it's awesome. So the Bigfoot one, I guess, like, what was your thoughts? Why'd you, I guess, pick my Bigfoot encounter?
Dude, your Bigfoot encounter is, like, the best one. Like, it has all the, has, like, the haunting side of it, witchcraft side of it. The Bigfoot is like almost like a side part that you don't even necessarily need. Like your whole story is super interesting. Yeah, it's just a really captivating story that you can't like, how can you like tell this in one image?
I think you did a good job. I think like you said, with the subtle hints and stuff like that, it may not make sense if you don't know the story and you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how's the witch and the Bigfoot connected?
Right.
But if you listen to the show, everybody at home.
It's for listeners.
Everybody at home, when you listen to the show and you come out, you'll be like, oh, I get it. I see all of the things. I guess, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know.
I lived through it. I lived through it, so.
I definitely felt like a weird stalker when I was like trying to figure it out.
Oh, don't worry. We've had weirder.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
We've had weirder.
Way more interesting stalkers than me, but.
But no, it's awesome. And it may be the one we pick for the profile picture of like this episode.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it has to be.
Well, I like them all, but you know,
in my opinion though, but that one though, it's very personal.
Well, that's why
it's the most square too, so that helps.
Yeah. It's already, it's profile picture ready.
Yeah.
It is interesting though, hearing, what you think of that story from the other side. I don't really get to hear that ever or often at all. So if you have any like thing you want to talk about his experience, like what you felt listening or what your thoughts about it. I don't know. I guess I've just never hear this side of it.
You're right. We never do.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I live right next to the witchcraft museum.
Hmm?
I forget, the Debuck something witchcraft museum in Old Brooklyn. There's just a lot of witchcraft. I know like four witches and it's I don't think it's a good thing.
Right.
It's a really bad thing.
It's not a statement someone says every day. It's, I know like four witches.
Yeah. And they're not like, they're just like self-proclaimed
right
people. And yeah, there's something about your story where you had problems with these people.
Gosh.
And it like personally affected you and brought weird stuff on you.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't do it justice. It's just so weird, and it's become so common. I think it's like way more common now than it used to be, or at least people talk about it. I don't know. It's weird that I'm learning so much about it, and I haven't even tried to learn that much about it.
I think the advent of the internet into the modern era
has made it more common,
at least more visible.
Yeah, for sure.
More searchable.
Yeah.
I mean, think about 20 years ago. In our lifetime, if you wanted to learn anything about, you're like a normal person, wanted to learn anything about witchcraft, what would you do? You go to your local library.
Or you have to know somebody.
Yeah. And you get one book on witchcraft.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You know, this big generalized thing.
Yeah.
When there's like, there's orders of witches, there's types and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you'd get a book that's probably about half an inch thick.
Right.
That just says, you know, witchcraft.
Yeah, I wonder too, because I feel like, yeah, it was a big deal a long time ago, or they wouldn't have been burning them, right?
Well, the Salem witch trial did nothing to do with witches.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm sure. I kind of think like maybe those people were witches.
I think they were. Well, I think they were bad people. Well, I think they were really bad people. I don't think there were any magic.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, we don't know. I mean, history.
We'll have to do it. That may be a season finale.
History repeats itself.
I mean, do you know anything about the Salem witch trials?
Yeah, I don't think that I've heard so much about it. I don't think any of that stuff's left. I think it's just always in the background.
Yeah, no, I think it's always there. I think there's always been some kind of witchcraft and the many types of witchcraft and all that stuff. And I just think that a lot of that stuff wants to stay hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of that story is not public. Of that side of the story, just due to locals, I guess. Like there's, like I said earlier, like those people are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
They're still around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have
officially shut up about it.
Too. No, you're fine. I'm just saying, like, going into all the details of stuff we've seen and had happen, it's really been like mostly what Patreon is when we go into it, because it's behind a paywall. So it's
right. A little more private.
It's a little more private. And I know whoever's been in there.
Right. It's true. Yeah.
But there was a lot of anger. I mean, there was a lot of anger about stuff with that, with the witches and stuff like that. And like the ceremonies, the stuff we pulled out of the walls, it's not great. I don't miss it. And there's, that house,
none of it is positive.
House is still there.
House is still there. And they live in a trailer out in front of it.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. It's a 3-story, like 12 bedroom house, and they live in a trailer out in front of it.
Hmm.
That is a bad sign.
The demon lives inside. It's like a big dog house.
That's pretty funny. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a big dog house.
I think these people that are in it, though, have lived the longest in it since anybody's been there.
Yeah, because they're not living in it.
They live in the parking lot.
Because
yeah.
it sold, I think, I haven't looked it up in forever. That house sold 11 or 12 times in like 7 or 8 years. And there was 1 year it sold 4 times in 1 year.
Let's get it back.
Wow. Yeah, you guys should buy it.
Don't we know a ghost hunting troop?
Yeah, that's a little bit above. Sorry, guys. Love you to death. That's a little bit above their pay grade.
Hmm. Hmm.
That's not a ghost.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's full-blown demons.
Ah, whatever.
There's somebody. Yeah, what's the difference? There's somebody out there who's into it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No, you can. There's people into it. I just don't want to send my friends in there to.
Oh, we can do it.
Yeah.
No, paying customers, not friends.
You could never.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me enough to go back to that house.
Thing. Disneyland thing.
Yeah, because it had like 10 acres of pasture, 10 acres of woods. I think, remember we looked it up the one time it sold, it was like $33,000.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
A massive house, 2 big barns, and a whole bunch of acreage. And nobody wanted it.
You could have like music festivals on the acreage, like death metal festivals.
Oh gosh,
farmers would shoot you. House.
you probably open a portal for sure.
You probably open a portal.
A big
yeah.
crack.
Start opening portals.
It looked like the end of Little Nicky.
Gosh, talking. But yeah, so that's the painting. Has all kinds of stuff in there.
So
what was the Bigfoot chronology of your story where you had the Bigfoot and then the haunting stuff happened?
Sure.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
The Bigfoot was the last 2 years we lived there, at least.
Yeah.
So we moved out in 11-12, like in one of those years. So it was either 11-12 was the Bigfoot stuff or 10-11 was the Bigfoot stuff. I think it may have been 10-11.
Okay.
So the haunting stuff, we moved onto that property in 01. But we lived in a trailer. We moved half. So my dad built half of the house. And then that person had given us the other half of the house. We moved it there. We married them together. And small stuff happened immediately.
Yeah.
Both sides had paranormal activity. There was definitely much more tied to the old house that we married. The fresh built house, but the stuff would go on both sides, like
that
the shadow
before Bigfoot,
way before.
Okay,
so that would have been like,
before. Yeah,
Dad, if you're listening, you could tell me. I don't remember. I was young. That'd have been like 06. We moved the house over, something like that.
Dang, so
10 years before.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. Yeah. At least six, seven years before that. But the haunting stuff pretty much started immediately, but didn't. I guess ramp up fully till probably those last 2 or 3 years as well. Because pretty much all of the horrible, the torturous haunting stuff was that last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. All right, let's talk about the next painting.
Yeah.
Got to a dark place. The dog man. <I'm sorry. laughs> The dog man.
The dog man one was fun.
I love it. That was an early episode.
Yeah. Why'd you pick that one?
I just like drawing wolves and stuff, so that helps.
Okay.
So that was
also, Dogman is so weird that it's just so weird. I really can't get enough of it.
Cause I know that one has a lot of the season one Dogman episode references to it. And that wasn't the most well curated episode, if you ask me.
Nope. I mean, it was four or five.
Why'd you pick that one?
I don't know. I should have gone back and listened to this stuff.
Gosh.
That one, did you guys talk about the London, Ohio, like, werewolf?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was the London, Ohio werewolf and the Defiance Dogman were all the same episode.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because you have, again, I believe it's a coffee mug. You know, the London Tire Shop, which anybody... I guess go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah, it's season one. It's one
it's a really good invitation for people to go back and listen.
I do want to like take time eventually and redo like
that
the first 5 or 6.
Yeah,
because there were some really cool stories in there. Just redo it with better audio and how we research now and
not me doing it.
No, because like the Frogman's got to eventually redo it because that was episode
3 or 4,
2 or 3.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think it was Bosco was up there too. The Defiance Dogman, the London, Ohio Werewolf.
We should redo it. Redo some.
Yeah, I mean, not all of them, but like the first 5, 6.
You know, the heavy hitters.
The ones that, I mean, helped us kind of figure out.
You guys have been way too hard on yourselves. They're awesome. There's nothing wrong with them.
Oh, well. Yeah, maybe you're right.
I mean, I'm
if you got time on your hands, you can redo them for sure, but they're great.
Well, I mean, I guess more of the research side of it, because I have a completely different style of research now and
like a reprisal.
Yeah. I mean, cause the Frogman, anybody didn't know the Cryptonauts podcast, awesome podcast. One of the ones I listen to, they did a frog, like a Frogman thing with the UFO connection that I'd never heard before. but they were able to like provide some backup to it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's always when I wanted to kind of look into myself and just, cause they had some stuff with the sheriff and stuff like that. It was weird, but we'll talk more about Frogman in a minute. For everybody I don't know, like the London, Ohio Dogman is super weird. You remember the jar of coins in the tire shop?
Yeah. But if I remember going back, that one may not have been, I think I'm more skeptical on that story.
Yes.
If I remember right.
The tire rolling in with all the sigils on it.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
That one is way more like a horror movie.
Right. Yeah.
Like than something that actually happened, even though it totally could have happened.
It could have, but yeah, it's just a little too cool for school.
And then the Defiance Dogman just hitting people with a 2x4.
Now that one, and that one's also equally nuts and weird and crazy because it was wearing the shirt, but it's in the reports.
And cops seen it, and they try to steal a lady's purse, and
that one's weird.
Yeah, that was like, it was seriously like a guy.
And it's right down the road.
On drugs.
Yeah.
That was a werewolf.
Yeah.
Like.
I really think Teen Wolf, the movie, is like some soft disclosure stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what it sounds like. He's just got like extra abilities.
Maybe that's what happens if you do too much bath salts.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that just sounds like, all of that just sounds like drugs.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
No, like if he wasn't a giant werewolf guy,
yeah,
it would have just been a guy on drugs.
Yeah, basically.
How giant was he? I don't remember.
He was just a little bigger than normal people. Like,
yeah. Ouch, sorry.
Yes, he's just like a little bigger than normal people. He had really sharp claws. I remember the two train workers really talking about that. Like, they were really hypnotized by just how sharp his claws were. And then he hit the one guy with a 2x4.
Yeah.
Like, they literally thought he was going to gut him.
Weird, yeah.
And then he just,
is
like...
Is it possible there's, like, a guy in a costume?
Like, I don't...
That makes...
It could be, but there was a lot of eyewitnesses. The cops were heavily involved, and even some of the cops had witnessed it.
Yeah.
And I remember they said they could even see like how muscular it was. Like you could see it.
Some of the people got really close. Like he was hitting like the lady that he was trying to rob her purse.
Yeah. It's so weird.
Wearing a werewolf costume in Northwest Ohio would not be the smartest thing to do.
No.
No, for sure.
No.
Especially Defiance.
Especially Defiance. Yeah.
I don't think he would have got a, I don't think he would have done that many things.
No.
I think the second, cause the cops seen him when he was like, when they came around the corner and he was trying to steal the purse from the lady.
I definitely around here, he would have got shot.
I mean, Defiance is just like around bad. Here.
Yeah, I know.
Not bad.
Literally called Defiance. Not bad. So,
right, yeah. Tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Fort Defiance is there.
And we were there just last year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Just
doing
last
library
year.
Talk.
Yeah, and we pulled they, in that library
oh,
there.
Oh, that was awesome.
They have all the articles saved, like newspaper articles saved. And like this one file from all that, all those experiences.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's very cool. To actually like
so cool.
The head librarian there. She does a very, very good job of curating and saving that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not just the Dogman stuff, but all of the stuff.
History. Well, we found my,
we found both our parents,
Marriage. What was it? Marriage,
licenses.
Yeah.
When they were issued and everything like that. They have a very complete, they're very good librarians.
Right. Yeah. It's awesome.
But yeah, so what was kind of some of your thinking when you started doing the Dogman stuff? What sold you on to at least that story? I know you talk about like you like painting wolves and you know Dogman's kind of the extension of that. But what made you latch on to the tire story?
I know I'm not giving this enough like enough credit. Dude, the tire story is just so creepy, and I believed it. I think I've become really gullible, which I'm. Life's more exciting now that I'm this global. I fully believed the tire story when I heard it, and then I went back and Googled it and read it, you know, get more info and everything. It's just like a classic story. They go back to the guy's cabin, and there's literally, like, he's chaining himself up.
Right.
You know, and, like, it sounds totally made up, but, like, oh, yeah, if Dogman is real, then that's, like, this all makes sense. Of course, this is how this would work. You know,
I mean, go ahead.
No, it's just that's it totally makes sense to me. So I don't know. I kind of got stuck on that story.
There was a lot of I mean, there's a lot of movies now or TV shows even that have had werewolf / dogman style things and that have chain rooms and stuff like that.
Right.
I cannot remember the TV show, but it was like
Yeah, did all that come before or after this?
Yeah, or was it? Is it that kind of?
It's just always been like.
Is it just
story
that kind of thing that is known in some circles? That
right.
But there was one where they like, it was like a werewolf hotel. It wasn't really. It was just a bunch of cages in like a dungeon.
Okay.
But it was ran by werewolves for like their time because it wasn't set up by the moon. It was like one weekend a year or one weekend a month, pretty much. You have to change into the beast. So it's kind of like a giant dog kennel that you check yourself into.
Hmm.
I don't know. Him just talking about that made me think of it because it was one of those. I cannot. It was one of the like the cryptid paranormal TV shows, like Supernatural. It wasn't Supernatural, where it's all real and like a hidden part of society.
Right. Yeah.
So all these people in society, whether you know bankers and that had accidentally or purposely got lycanthropy, like from being bit or becoming in contact with it. They would now know about these, you know, these places to go for, you know, we go camping once a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you join the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to hurt people. They didn't want to hunt people. So it was right. Like, I know I can go basically sit in a cell for a weekend. And I know when I'm done, I didn't kill anybody.
Right. There's that old Abbott and Costello movie with where Frankenstein and Dracula's in it. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. It's like an old Abbott.
I know Abbott and Costello were.
Yeah. They did like a Frankenstein meets Dracula Wolfman. Meets Wolfman. Yeah. And the Wolfman in that new. the movie's cheesy and funny, but there's like the scene, like the Wolfman, he like looks up at the moon. He's like, it's a full moon. You know, he's barricading himself in his hotel room. And then like the next scene. You know, takes place at like another place at like wherever they're all meeting at this party. Wolfman's there outside. He's like hiding and he looks up at the moon. He's like, it's going to be a full moon. It's like, that was just last night too. Like, yeah. How many in a row are there? Just continuity issues in the movie. I thought was funny. Like two nights, it was just this big problem the whole movie. It's like everything happens on a full moon in this movie.
Oh, you gotta.
I know. It's just a dramatic scene.
Grimm. Grimm was the show I was trying to think of.
Grimm?
Yeah, where he hunts he hunts the monsters. Anyways, it's Grimm's a supernatural human that kind of keeps the order in check between the paranormal cryptid world and the human world.
Gotcha.
Grimm. It's a pretty good show. Pretty good show. All right. Well, want to get to the third painting?
Yes, the Frogman painting.
The Frogman. Why would you even pick the Frogman?
Because it's so weird.
It is.
And I want Ohio stuff. A lot of this was Ohio folklore, so.
All of it was.
It was meant to be. But, dude, the Frogman are so weird.
I love
the I wouldn't even, if they didn't have wands, I would just be like, oh, yeah, that I'm so gullible now. It's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
Little, like giant frog monsters walking around. Then you throw that in that they have these like wands that, like, do they hurt people? I don't remember now.
All right,
do they actually hurt people, injure anybody?
This is, we were just at Frogman all weekend.
Yeah, Frogman Festival.
You guys are experts now.
Right.
I don't know if anybody's an expert on Frogman, but I mean, the lore is, there's a lot of documentation, right? There's a lot with this. So the 54 accounts, the 1950s accounts, was where the wand came into play.
Yeah.
And it was three creatures set like in a huddle. And when the one turned around, it had some kind of stick that spark shot out the end. So whether it was a wand that was shooting electricity or a piece of technology that the guy, the 1954 salesman, just didn't understand what he was looking at. We don't know, you know, because he immediately sped off. He was going 130 miles an hour, you know, until the cops pulled him over later.
He just could have pulled a wire out of his broken UFO.
I mean, it could have been a sparkler.
Right, yeah, or that too.
Yeah.
So,
or just the light hitting a stick in a certain way.
Yeah. When we could jump into the 70s accounts, which would be 72, right? I think 1972-ish. I think it was 1972. We jump into the 1970s account nearly 20 years later. Yeah. There's no wand. There's no technology. There's nothing like that. It's a big frog. A bipedal frog creature. The first sighting of it for that splint was a cop. It had jumped in front of a cop.
Yeah.
You know, a cop had seen it. A cop had reported it. A cop had gotten freaked out. So immediately, the validity jumps up dramatically. It is seen over the next couple weeks. Now, here's the thing with the Frogman. We don't know if that, the 1970s accounts, or a single Frogman, or a group of Frogmen. But what we do know is, as far as we can find, only one was ever seen at a time. So it does not mean there was not more Frogmen in the town at the same time, but they were in backyards. They were jumping on trash cans. They were jumping over fences. There was hundreds of sightings until the main sheriff had gotten very, very upset because it had scared several other cops. The original people are kind of making fun of the cops fighting the Frogman deal. So the sheriff and two cops had kind of cornered it. They had shot it like 9 times. And yeah. They said it was an iguana that did not have a tail that was running around loose for 2 weeks in Ohio in March.
That was one of my favorite parts. I used to have iguanas as a kid, and there's like no way you the two are even remotely
possible.
I mean, they fall out of a tree like when it drops to like 70 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care how warm it is in March in Ohio. It is not warm enough for iguanas.
No.
Maybe we go back to the Jurassic.
Ah.
Yeah. But no, so, and then they burnt the body at the Humane Society before they never showed anybody the corpse of this supposed iguana.
Yeah.
And then
it was like this gremlin thing.
Yeah.
Like,
and then yeah. The cop said it was a big iguana. Then like a couple years later, he said, no, it was a frog monster. And then a couple years later, he said, no, it was just an iguana.
Yeah.
So we didn't know nothing.
Sketchy. Yeah.
I just could tell you a bunch of people seen a frog man for a couple weeks. The cops did shoot it to death. And then it wasn't seen anymore.
Yeah, that is weird, though. The sightings just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
what do you mean it's weird? They shot the thing to death.
Well, I mean, that nothing else has come about.
So does that mean there was probably only one if they shot it? And
or the other ones are like, oh.
I'm out of here.
Probably shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine what they sound like, but I bet they were just like, yeah.
I imagine. You ever seen those two?
Nasally.
Right.
Ever seen those two brothers that sit on the front of their pontoon boat in the river and make music?
I'm not sure.
No.
Okay. They're like in their 70s. One's a pretty big guy. One's a really skinny guy.
Okay.
The two brothers. And they do comedy and music.
Okay.
But they literally sit on their houseboat in the Mississippi River. And that's where like all their videos are shot. That's how I imagine the Frogman talking. Like real old, slow Mississippian.
Hmm. That makes sense.
Too, yeah.
Well,
it depends on how excited it is.
Right, yeah.
Then they got shot.
That switches back and forth.
Poor Frogman.
Yeah, I mean, the Frogman, as far as any of these cryptids, as far as the one-off cryptids I'll go, you know, Bigfoot and Dogman are kind of seen often and all around the world.
Yeah.
The Frogman, there's a couple Frogman-like things that have been seen, including in Kentucky. There was like a cave creature that was kind of reminiscent of what the modern Frogman was like.
What you could like describe as that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the Loveland Frogman, what was such a odd phenomena. Every once in a while, they still say somebody sees it. I personally don't believe it. I think it was one and done in the 70s.
Yeah.
For the most part. It was such a phenomena that everybody's seen, everybody experienced. A ton of the eyewitnesses are cops. And if you listen to like the Kryptonaut episode, the Men in Black were involved, and that was not discovered until recently. We talk about on our show like the UFO and the cryptid community not really jiving a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So finally somebody had connected the UFO stuff to the Frogman at the time. Whether they were related or not, you know, I don't have any idea. But it's just odd enough that there was a lot of Men in Black sightings that week. And in some people have connected that with the cop flopping stories.
Mm.
To help more discredit the whole thing.
Intimidation.
Yeah.
And that's why the cop burnt the body and stuff like that. Whether he killed it or not, you know, he came out and said that.
Yeah. Like that cop saying about the Roswell crash, you know, a hot air balloon.
Yeah. No, it was a general.
Or general, yeah, not
and
cop.
Did a cop say that they were carrying out little bodies and stuff? And
yeah, a bunch of people said that there was like
cops were like just totally ratted on the whole thing.
Well, two higher ranked generals came in and made the first guy go out there and look like an idiot
yeah.
the day after. Because he was all, The first picture where he's smiling, he's just like, we got a UFO.
Right, yeah.
He's so excited.
And then his boss has come in, and he lost his job because I believe he retired 3 days after that incident.
I would have too. How embarrassing.
The next day when he has to go out there holding this piece of garbage weather balloon, and he's like, yeah, I just got my butt chewed for the last 3 hours, and then my job's over, my career's over. It's just a weather balloon, guys. Well,
if he wasn't so wrong. Yeah.
He's lucky he was high enough that he didn't get shot.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know what rank you have to be where they won't disappear you, but I think he was just over it.
I was going to say, yeah, it's got to be pretty dang high.
Well, he was like a 3-star general and 2 4-star generals came in.
Yeah. So, the only thing above him.
But yeah, I mean, so what made you fall in love with the Frogman? You kind of already said.
It's just a great one-off. I guess it's not as one-off as I thought it was, but one-off cryptid kind of story. I love the idea. I love that it was shot. Briefly.
I think it's a pretty big one-off. Like, I think it is a one-off. It's just one of the more well-known ones.
Yeah, 100%.
We noticed, too, flipping through your Instagram and checking out all your paintings, we've seen that plesiosaur one. Did that have to do with the South Bay Bessie?
It doesn't really have to do. Dude, I just really like plesiosaurs.
I do too.
But they seem to be very popular in the cryptid world.
Yeah, it seems like they still exist in some way.
It's just
in some form somewhere. So that's not necessarily any place. I just had that image in my head. I wanted to get out.
Well, but I guess I was thinking maybe it could be South Bay Bessie. Yeah. Just trying to tie more Ohio things.
Hinting it very hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if is there any other, like, I'm trying to think of other Ohio things.
Yeah, what's a good Ohio?
Yeah, let's give them some new inspiration.
I mean, there's the
my favorite one-off cryptid thing is the Sacramento Nightwalker.
Oh, so
things.
The Mount Camel.
Yeah, Carmel. Mount Carmel, Ohio.
Carmel, crawler.
Is there one?
Yeah, there's one in Ohio.
It's a Fresno Nightcrawler on roids.
Like, they look like little
pants.
Except it's the big one.
V's walking around.
Yeah,
except this is the one that's like 9 foot tall.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Okay, so it's the Mount Carmel Monster.
Yeah, the Mount Carmel Monster.
Yeah, write that one down. There you go. Like,
when you want to draw the pants, there you go.
That's weird. That's twice that's come up this week.
Has it?
Really?
Yeah.
When did it come up again?
This past weekend at Frogman Fest.
Well, we are in Ohio.
Well, I know, but someone was talking about they wanted to do Fresno Nightcrawler. Actually, you weren't there for this. Someone was telling me they wanted to do Fresno Nightcrawler, but, you know, it's not an Ohio thing. And I was like, well, actually.
There you go, the Mount Carmel Monster.
The Mount Carmel Monster, it's here.
Which was huge. It was seen.
So that's a weird coincidence.
They said
that's
it
was very weird.
They said it was a deer, and then they said it was an ostrich.
We've seen both of them in Ohio.
Walking pants, yeah.
But keep in mind, this one's like 9 foot tall.
It's bigger.
A Jeep had almost smoked it coming around a blind curve.
What do we got on your map up there on the, like?
Oh, I mean, there's tons of stuff. But the Ohio River Octoman, even Mothman is extremely Ohio.
Yeah.
Because half of the sightings happened in Ohio.
That is true.
Yeah. Gallup Police. Gallipolis.
I have a very minor Mothman thing. I have one of my older paintings has a mug from Point Pleasant with a sandhill crane on it.
Oh, nice.
What?
Yeah. Where is it? I'm looking through Instagram.
That's a pretty good reference.
That was a pretty deep reference for you guys.
Oh, that was inspired by us?
Yeah. I learned all about that.
I did not know that.
Sweet. That's pretty awesome. I like that. That's a good deep cut.
Yeah.
Sandhill crane. Oh.
I'll find it and send it to you guys.
That's perfect.
It'd be a sweet mug too if in real life.
Shoot, we should put those on mugs.
Editor, cut this out.
Yeah, editor. Editor.
Oh, hi, Justin.
Yeah.
Just me. No, one other podcast I listen to. Editor. Does that. They talk to the editors, but the editors will leave them in. It's just me. It's just me. All right. So we've talked about a lot of the paintings. We've had a lot of fun. I think it's time to share the surprise.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead, John?
The surprise with us, we are selling prints of these paintings via cryptosofthecorn.com.
Yep.
Available immediately.
Yeah. So
get
when
on and get a bunch of them.
All right.
Yeah. So when you guys, when this episode comes out, if you go to the link below, go to the shop, there'll be all these prints will be available. They'll ship directly to you. Super excited.
Yeah.
When John approached us about that, we were really, really excited because he said some of his work was inspired by listening to us, and that's always really cool. I know I'm getting one of each to put on. Now I have to find the one with the Mothman and get that too. But no, they're awesome. They're really cool. It's definitely a unique style. You don't see a lot of this stuff at festivals and that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, we're really excited.
Yeah, I'm super excited. You guys are awesome. I'm glad. It's like, yeah, thanks for having me along for the ride a little bit.
Oh, happy.
Super cool. Yeah, we're glad to have you. And we'll be seeing you at the Ohio Bigfoot Jamboree.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So if you want to see John's paintings in person, that's a good place to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hang out, do a meet and greet, whatever.
There you go. Bid on them, buy them.
Yeah. Bid them up.
There you go. But yeah, so thank you, John. Thank you again for coming on, John. Everybody, his links are down below. Please support him any way you can. I know a follow matters a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you've listened to the show. You know how we like to end it with guest. We will count down from three. We will all scream bye into the microphone, and then the outro will play. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I can't wait.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Bye.
Bye.
Guys, thank you for listening to Cryptids of the Corn podcast. Remember, the best way to support the show is share it with a friend. But if you are craving more of the Jade Clones
and more from Mr. E,
there's always extra content on Patreon
and our paid member space on cryptidsofthecorn.com.
We'll catch you next time with more exciting, fun, and informative information.
Bye. Bye.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.